Hello, and welcome to another fun story on the Time Out Pod episode. This week, I'll be talking to a former teammate and a good friend of mine, Olivia Nicholson. Olivia played at Colorado State, and there, she did about everything. She came in as a hitter, played libero, middle, and was even our backup setter for 2 years. She's one of the most well-rounded players I know, and now she's taking her talent to the beach, where she's learning how to play sand volleyball at a Division II college. I'm going to give her a call on Zoom where she's currently in Texas and just finished practice, and I'll ask her how the transition from indoor to sand volleyball is going for her. Can't wait. Hi, Liv.
Hi, yeah. Katie.
How was practice? How was sand practice? You look tan.
I am tan. Sand practice was good. It was a pretty cool day. We've had quite a few warm days, and it got towards the end of practice, it was a little windy, but it was nice and cool, so I couldn't complain too much.
Good. I'm so happy that you could do this with me. I just think you have a really unique story that I just wanted to share, and I kind of wanted to start with your time at CSU, how you were such a well-rounded player, and you really embodied like every role on that team. Can you just kind of describe what your time was like as a player at CSU?
Yeah. So freshman year, I started as a right side, little baby freshman Liv, and then I had shoulder surgery, and then sophomore year, I think I played everything, left, right, middle, DS, and then my first 2 years, I trained as a backup setter just in case you got hurt. And then junior year, I started out, I think, hitting and ended up being the libero a couple weeks into season. And then senior year, I was a right side and a DS. So my time
in the middle.
Forgot about that one. So my time was hectic. I feel like I never got to settle into one role and focus on that. But I also know that my role filling in with whatever was needed was valuable, and I don't think we could have been the team we were. And so in the moment, I didn't see that, though. It wasn't until like after season or when someone else saw it and I didn't, because in the midst of it, I was like, this is frustrating for me. But I'm really thankful that I had the opportunity to play other positions, because I think it gave me more insight to other people's like struggles or what is difficult for each individual position. So I had a lot more respect for the individual players on my team that did what they did in their position, if that makes sense.
That does. And I remember you doing during spring, like individual practices, you were at like every session.
Yeah, I remember my first like two-a-days as a freshman, I was at every single session of two-a-days where other people had like one or two, maybe three off, and I was like, Coach, can I have like one session off? But I think it's super valuable as a player to be able to do other things. Like, it's not, don't just put yourself in a box as a player and say, oh, I'm a middle, I'm never gonna work like on service reps, or I'm never gonna set, because I think it just gives you one more appreciation, into your better well-rounded player. So
yeah, and I actually find that too with like pro volleyball versus college. Like, we don't have defensive specialists, so, like, middles need to be good at defense. Like, liberos can't serve, so middles need to serve. So, like, if you ever want to play pro, you're going to definitely have a step up in that. But I kind of want to talk about your Wyoming game, because I remember this is when it all kind of came together. You were like, prayers were answered, you found your purpose. So, to set the scene, we played against Wyoming. It was a really big match. There are rivals, and our middle was injured. And so, classic, Olivia had to play. Didn't you play middle and right side during that game?
Yeah. Like, refresh my memory. Yeah, me and Sasha, like, did it both.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, and yeah, just kind of set the scene, because I think it's a really cool story. Just coming in with, I mean, you had some middle experience, but never at the collegiate level, and just dominating. Like, Olivia went off in this game.
Okay, my first four swings, though, I think were out. So I had to come back from that, because the first four swings I had were not good, and Tom was like, what are you doing? But yeah, I think I lined up across from you. I think I lined up as a right side, and our other teammate, Sasha, was lined up in the middle. But I think when we were serving, sometimes I would just play middle for a different, like, blocking look. And then we would just stay, and Sasha would play on the right. But, yeah, I remember the game did not start off well. But I knew the kind of player, like, I was. I knew what I was capable of. And you also just kept giving me balls, which is like, okay, Katie has confidence in me. I can do this.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated. Don't know if I ever told you, but thanks. So, yeah, it was literally, I did it all in that one match. And it, I, after the match, I just felt like it was everything I'd worked for in my 4 years of playing middle, DS, right side, like, you know, I had to serve receive, I had to play defense, I had to play right side, block here, block there. Again, I hadn't played middle consistently since high school. I'd jumped in here and there throughout my college years, but it was just a really cool feeling, and I think my teammates saw it too, of like, man, Liv, like, I think this was everything you worked for, and it played a valuable role, and like, I don't know, it was a really special night.
It was special. It was cool. And it was a fight, that game, I remember. But it was fun. It's like...
Oh, yeah. It was a blast.
That's awesome.
Good. The only bummer was the weather. My parents got snowed in. They couldn't come.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Like, remember? Oh, it was like a blizzard. And we didn't even know if Wyatt was going to be able to come down. But they came down the night before.
Yes, and we still had the match.
And we still had the match, but my family, it was like the one game they missed at home senior year, and it was that one. But it's okay.
Oh my gosh. I hope they got to
stream Colorado
it.
Weather.
Did they at least get to see it online? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so now you're playing sand volleyball, which makes sense talking about this background. And how has that transition been from going indoor to sand?
Yeah, let me tell you, the first week of sand practice in the fall, my hips had never been so tight and so sore. Even after everything we've done at CSU, I've never like that.
That's the worst.
Sore in my life. And just the resistance from like walking in the sand, you know, and jumping and those kind of things. So that was one big adjustment. I think the culture of sand is a little bit more laid back, so we always have music playing, like, it's just a lot more lax. We still get after it and compete, but the idea of it, like, going to practice is just, it's chill, it's fun, and at tournaments, there's music playing, people are walking around, they're sitting under their, like, shade, their umbrellas, and things like that, and I think that was really refreshing for me at the end of my 4 years, so that was a good change from indoor. I think one big adjustment that you grow up playing indoor, it's like no ball hits the ground without someone like
diving for it,
touching it or like diving for it. And in beach, like anytime a ball hits the ground, I have to like instantly like stop my thought and be like, hold on, did I make the wrong move as a defender? Or was that just a really good shot? Like there's no way I could cover all this ground. And so that's been a hard adjustment for me having played libero and DS and just growing up my entire career. Like you get on the ground, but there are some balls in beach where it's like, hey, that's a great shot. And you give like high fives to the other team kind of thing. So that was a really tough adjustment for me. But it's still the same game. Like you get to do everything like we just talked about. Like I get to serve, receive, I get to set, I get to hit, I get to play defense. They still don't know if I'm going to be a blocker or a defender. So I still do both of those. And yeah, they literally have no clue what to do with me. They don't know where to put me. But it has been such a joy, and there's not one day that I'm like, oh, I have to go to practice. Like, it's been super fun, and I really enjoy it. Just being outside is another thing, like the wind.
Wow.
No, not sun. Like, the rain, the sun, you know. You have to prepare a little bit different for practice, which I learned my lesson the first few days. It's like, bring your sunglasses, bring your towel, bring your rain jacket, like, bring, like, all these things. But it's been a blast. It's been really fun.
So, okay, so in summer you're in Colorado, and then you head to Texas. I would love to talk to you about the cultural differences between those two states. Because for any, like, Europeans listening, I think sometimes they think, like, oh, America is generally all the same, but there definitely are differences, and you kind of have to adapt. So, you know, what do you think about that, and have you noticed any of those differences just going to school in each state?
Yeah, I would say Colorado is a lot more progressive and open-minded, and Texas is very traditional and, like, in their ways of, like, how they grew up is, like, how, you know, how they are, and Colorado is just a little bit more, I wouldn't say, outdoorsy. They're both outdoorsy, but I would say in a different way. So Colorado is a lot of hiking and skiing and fly fishing in the rivers, or hammocking, like those kind of things are all Colorado. And where I'm in South Texas, so I'm only a couple hours from the border to Mexico, so I'm really far south. And from what I've experienced in South Texas, it's a lot of hunting, fishing off on the coast, in the bays, like in the ocean. It's that kind of fishing. Very like southern, a lot of country concerts, like people like drink beer, like that's just and even like the drinking beer aspect is different, because where we were at in Fort Collins, Colorado, it's craft beers, breweries, like the fancy, you know, like let's try something new. And down here it's like your Bud Light, your Dos Equis, your Miller Light, like it's all the basics, and people just stick to that. And so that was new for me too, because we were just used to going to the breweries, and like that's what we did for like fun, or like if we needed a study break, you know, we'd go try a new beer. But here, like, there's not a lot of breweries, and people just, they're like, oh, you drink fancy beer, like what are you doing, you know? So that was new for me too.
Yeah, like,
yeah. So but overall, yeah, Texas is very traditional, in Colorado is a little bit more progressive and like open in their ways. But I really have enjoyed experiencing both of them. I think I don't necessarily like change my thoughts or opinions or like my life, but it is kind of fun to live somewhere else just to get a different perspective on really like everything and how they, you know, some people like in, so Corpus Christi is like an hour north of me. Okay. And every time I'll go to Padre Island, and there's always people fishing. And like for them, it's like their way of life. Like that's, sometimes those families that are fishing, like that's what they eat, and you know, that is,
oh, wow,
you know, that's like what they do as like a family, is like we're gonna go catch dinner. And it's always like, I've never been out there and not seen a ton of people fishing. They will go on the sand, they will go off the piers, they will go off the docks, like anywhere and everywhere there's people fishing. And I think it's just like that's what it is, you know. Whereas in Colorado, people like go hiking as a family or do whatever. Yeah. Some fly fish, but I'd say hunting and fishing is a bigger deal where I'm at in Texas than where we were in Colorado, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that. I love that perspective. And I can see you in both environments. And
yeah.
I can also see you in Europe playing someday. So just to wrap it up, I know we've kind of chatted about this, but after you play these couple years of sand, UGA, whatever, would you want to maybe go play pro?
Yeah, I actually, so at first, it's funny, I just talked to my assistant coach here about it, and I've talked to like you and a couple other of my friends who have played professional indoor, and I was like, I really want to go play pro, like if I have the opportunity, I'm going to do it. And then they had me scrimmage their indoor team here, and I got back into indoor, I was like, you know what, I don't know if I missed this, it was just, like, serve receive was completely different. The balls, I was shanking balls left and right, but in, like, beach, I was, like, nailing them, because the balls are so different, like, an indoor versus a beach ball, like,
oh,
and
true.
So I got back, like, it was one Saturday morning, like, we went and played indoor, I was shanking balls left and right, and then, like, 2 hours later, I was at beach practice, and I was nailing them, I was like, dang. So that kind of made me, like, it kind of opened my eyes of, like, how much I like beach. I love beach. And so I was talking to my assistant coach, and on one of our former teammates, Alexandra Paletto, she's playing beach too. And so I want to talk to some people about what it would look like to try to play in the pro circuit of beach. And what does that mean for like living life and money and income and training and all those things. So I definitely want to play pro. I don't know in what capacity that looks like, if it is indoor overseas and exploring somewhere new, or if it's beach and like making a living just to live, you know, and enjoying, like truly enjoying what I'm doing. And if not that, then I would hope to get like a decent coaching gig in the college level is the end goal after playing. So whatever happens with like professionally, if nothing really comes out of that, then I would hope I could get into coaching at the college level.
Wow. Well, you have a ton of options and you have time, so.
Yeah. Plenty of time. So we're good.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, well, this was so fun. Thank you so much for chatting. I wish you the best of luck in your season. You know, I'll be cheering for you. I'll try to tune in to some games.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm super glad we could talk. That's it for today, everyone. Tune in next week for another Time Out Pod episode. Ciao.
Woo.
Liebe Smash-Familie, wir würden euch gerne noch unsere Co-Sponsoren vorstellen. Es sind das die Saison Carsales, Essex, Erdgas, Mobiliar-Generalagentur in Asch, Primeo Energie, Typo D, Fankhauser Arealentwicklungen und Immovision 2 AG. Dankeschön vielmals.